Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boston Red Sox theme song, I believe. Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Radio 830 WCCO. Hope you got through and sustained yourself through this weekend. Twins off tonight. Tomorrow they play in San Juan. Timberwolves off tonight. They play Wednesday in Houston. We're hoping to get a player on, but I just got word here. Nobody available. No players available at 6:35 and they're off tonight. So we won't. It kind of an interesting couple of days in sports and in Minnesota. I don't know what it was, but it just this whole Winnipeg-Minnesota Wild thing I've been looking forward to for a long time because I thought this would ignite, and it still could, this great rivalry that would really be fun for the playoffs because there's so much crossover. But I felt like, and I don't know if I'm at, when you come down back down 2-0 and there's snow everywhere, it just felt like it zapped a lot of the energy out. Now, they had a big crowd last night. They were into it, that whole thing. But you just didn't have the same buzz that I thought might take shape here. Devin Dubnyk and Eric Staal will join us in the Minnesota Wild a bit later on this show. The other question that I have for you, questions, I guess, plural, I just heard that on the news that they revealed that Sean Hannity is one of Michael Cohen's clients, although Hannity says he never actually, there was no transactions. It was not transactional, so therefore, is he technically a client if he just got some free advice? But my other question is, what's the difference? Who cares? I mean, if you can go to any attorney you want. If it happens to be the president's or not the president's, whoever it is, it'll take you on. But I don't understand why people say, well, he needs to be fired, or he needs to say, what would that have to do with who your attorney is? Unless they revealed some other story behind this that I'm not aware of that said, well, yeah, he's using him as an attorney to protect him from, you know, another Stormy Daniels situation in his own life. That's one thing. But who cares who his attorney is? Why is that a big deal? I don't get that. That's one question you can weigh in on. Am I missing something? I mean, if he has the same, I think we've all known for a long time he's pretty much aligned with the Trump camp kind of thing. So what would be the difference as to whether or not he uses Michael Cohen or anybody else for some free legal advice unless there's a legal issue that calls into the spotlight his judgment, his whatever? Who cares? Who cares whose attorney is? I guess you can weigh in on that. 612-989-9226, 651-989-9226. I mean, does that tell you that he's in alliance then with Trump? So I don't know how to break this to you, but I've kind of thought that about him for some time now. You know, I kind of thought that was the direction he leaned. Maybe I'm wrong again. 651-989-9226. The other question that I have off the top is, has this been a good season for the Minnesota Timberwolves? We were talking about this at the health club today. Has this been, by definition, a good season for the Minnesota Timberwolves? They're in the playoffs. They've won 46 games. But has this been a good season for them? You look at this and you say, it's good, but I thought it might be better. On the other hand, you look at it and you say, the West is so good that just getting to the playoffs is pretty good. They move the meter and they move the needle a long ways compared to years past. And yet my feeling is, in the visits that I have with you, the sporting public, is that you're a tad dissatisfied. Even though they had more sellouts than since the 1991-92 season. And that's huge for this team. But my sense is the fan base feels like they've underachieved. And I don't know what would constitute achieving or what would constitute a good season. Have they already done that? I don't know. 651-989-9226. 612-989-9226. Tom Thibodeau says, hey, at least we learned some lessons in game one.
Well, I thought we did a lot of things well. We didn't finish quarters the way we would have liked. You know, they're a great team. We can't have lulls. And, you know, I thought we were in position at the end to have an opportunity to win the game. So we want to take a look at the film, see where we can improve. And, you know, we know how they're a great team. So we got to play for 48 minutes. Can't have those lulls that we had.
Yeah, they could have won that one, man. It was there for the taking. It was there, man. It was as low-hanging a fruit as you're going to get against the Houston Rockets. Let's go to Gary in Waseca. Gary, you're on.
Say, Mike, I got a question about the Lindsey Whalen situation.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the papers Saturday or Sunday, they talked about that girl, that sophomore. I think her name was Rickers.
Oh, Paige Beckers from Hopkins.
Beckers. Yeah, and it said that she's already been offered a scholarship for UConn.
Right.
But in the next section, our sentence, it says Lindsey Whalen cannot contact her yet. Why cannot she cannot?
Well,
recruit.
That might be both right, and here's why. Because prior to this, she was not the head coach at the University of Minnesota. And now you have different recruiting periods when she can talk to different people.
Okay,
the other thing is, and Gino Ariano, who ironically helped Lindsey get the job and has coached her in the Olympics, is the one that's recruiting her hard. He's been here four or five times,
yeah,
more than any other place that he's been. I know a little bit more about this one that I'm going to let you know about, but he's been here more times than any other coach to watch her. He knows she's a great player. He knows that you know, she had 37 points in the state championship game. She's a great player, one of the best we've seen come out of here. But Lindsey cannot – there are dead periods and there are periods when you can talk to people, and I don't know when those periods are, but they could very well be in a dead period right now where even though she's the coach now at the University of Minnesota, she still can't extend herself to Paige Beckers. It's a formality as to whether or not she'd offer a scholarship. Of course, that's going to happen. Paige Beckers already has a signed Lindsey Whalen jersey and shoes, okay?
Okay. It just seemed funny in the article, but now that you explained it.
Yeah, there's certain times when you can talk to, and there's other times when you can only talk to the coach, and there's certain times you can talk to the athlete, and so that gets a little bit confusing.
Okay.
You were right to call me, though, and you're right to come to me for those answers.
Okay. Thank you much.
You bet. Let's go to John in Eden Prairie. John, you're on.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to say I think the Timberwolves did have a very successful season, even though it was touch and go the last month. We got Mr. Butler back just in time to help and make the postseason. So, obviously, it's been a heck of a long time since that's happened. And we unfortunately drew Houston as the first round. But at least we made the postseason, so I think that's a successful season. And some people might have hoped we could do better, but I think that's a huge jump we just made.
Yeah, you know, John, I'm with you. Now, where it goes from here will tell us more, and if they can keep Butler around to sustain him, that tells us a little bit more. But Charles Barkley last night at halftime was brutal on the Wolves. He said they're a stupid team. Because they every time – I'll explain that in a minute, but – I thought kind of the same thing. I mean, yeah, you get caught up in the why can't they beat some of these bad teams along the way, Atlanta, Memphis, some of those games where they stubbed their toe. But I've seen so many bad years that I was okay with this.
You hit it on the head. The Western Conference is so good that without Jimmy, we lost some of those games that we probably wouldn't have lost, and we might have ended up a fourth or fifth seed. So...
Either way, I think
it was a great season, and hopefully do even better next year.
Thanks for your call, John.
Thank you.
612-989-9226 if you want to jump in. Has this been a successful season for the Minnesota Timberwolves? Does it matter who somebody's attorney is? Well, maybe I'm missing something there. But if Sean Hannity has the same attorney as Donald Trump, even and then he says he didn't even pay him, I don't know if Cohen can call him a client if he gave him some off-the-cuff advice. I don't know. You know how many times I've just kind of bent the ear of a doctor or a lawyer just to see? I considered that just being savvy, you know, like I'll do this because I know he won't dare send me an invoice on this one. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but it sure gets people in an uproar when they see this stuff. 612-989-9226, 651-989-9226. with your thoughts or comments on either of the above. Last night, the Rockets played maybe better defense than I expected them to, but part of it was Butler and Towns never got going. They never got into their rhythm. They never got any game. They got to be a good two-man game. And this is where, I mean, really, this is where Towns has to define himself as one of the great players of the NBA. And Butler needs to be who he is, and neither one were last night. Now, was part of that the Rockets' defense? Here's Tom Thibodeau.
They're very good, and they're tied together. You know, they do a lot of switching. Then after the switch, they read the ball extremely well. They react. They swarm. And so you got to make good decisions. You got to make good plays. You have to have the ability to read and react.
They do. And that deal that James Harden went on this flurry in the fourth quarter, he's the MVP of the league. And when you see that, when everybody in the arena knows that he's going to shoot the basketball and he still makes shots, not just against Timberwolves, against other teams, I can't marvel enough because I know how difficult this sport is to play and how easy he makes it look from time to time. Probably the most difficult sport to play in all, you know, to make it in all of whatever. Not that anybody's, you know, not that many kids are going to make it in the big leagues anyway, but basketball will probably be the most difficult. Let's go to Mike in Cambridge. Mike, you're on.
Hey, Maxine, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm flying along the interstate heading down to Iowa. I know you're jealous. I know.
Oh,
I know,
man, you get to go to Iowa?
I do.
Oh. Actually, there's probably not as much snow there, right?
You know, I'm just south of the metro, and it hasn't changed much, but check with me in a couple hours.
Okay.
Hey, two things. Mostly want to talk about men's hockey, but I guess as the Timberwolves are the topic at heart, I share season tickets with the Timberwolves, and you can't say enough good things about look at how far they've come, and yes, they made the playoffs. But I think there's something that has to be said where I think they really did somewhat underachieve. I believe I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but, you know, yes, we're glad we're in the eighth place. Yes, we made the playoffs after, what, 15, 14 years. But there was more, and as much as we can disagree with Barkley and others, I think Thibodeau needs to take the reins off and maybe let these guys play a little bit more, but hey, that's a whole other area to discuss. My Gopher hockey question, if I can segue into that, is, you know, happiest heck that Motzko came on board. I am a season ticket holder, and I'm along with many other fans are against this whole change to the Big Ten. Bottom line is, we're never going back. This is how it is, and we need to deal with it. So here's my comment out for everyone. With three of the four teams in the Frozen Four from the Big Ten, is it time to embrace the Big Ten? Is it time to say, you know what, maybe this conference is pretty good?
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that, but I think it needs to be discussed.
No, it's a great question because not only three out of the four, and Wisconsin wasn't one of them, which should be a rival as well. So that tells you, but now you got to learn to hate some of these teams. You know, so Minnesota fans need to learn to have disdain for Notre Dame. They need to learn to be really upset that Ohio State doesn't just dominate the Gophers in football and basketball, but they do in hockey too. They need to feel the same way about Michigan. And until the fans embrace it, see, I think there's a bigger problem there. And the bigger problem with Gopher hockey and other Gopher sports is this. They get out-marketed so badly by the professional teams in this town, in large part because these big league teams have access to a 365-day news cycle. In other words, it's not just when the Wild are in season, it's their free agent season in the off season that creates the buzz. It's not just the Viking season, it's that we're coming up, they have the free agent season where they sign Kirk Cousins, then they have the draft coming up, then they have the mini camps. So they're in the paper, they're on the television, they're on the radio all the time. Same is true for the Timberwolves. I don't think that it's hard for any university to keep up with that. But I think what it comes down to is, if you're sitting at home and you say, well, it would cost me $250 to bring someone to a pro game and $200 to bring someone to a Gopher game, I think it's really easy math. You just spend the $250 and you go to a pro game. And I think that they've got to approach that topic first before they're able to move the needle. Take a break, come back. The time is 6:49. That is the Wixon Jewelers time. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? They got jewelry designed exclusively for you and handcrafted in-house. Visit the custom jewelry experts at Wixon Jewelers.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Radio 830 WCCO. This is an interesting – I did something I haven't done in the 30-plus years that I've been coming to downtown Minneapolis to work at WCCO Radio, Midwest Sports Channel, and WCCO TV. I stayed overnight in downtown Minneapolis on Saturday night because the weather was so bad. The TV station said, you just stay where you want to stay. They were very kind about it. We'll put you up. And I had to come back here and do radio in the morning. But I've never stayed in downtown Minneapolis, but I didn't want to drive and then drive back in the morning. And so I went over to the Hilton Hotel across the street, and that place was hopping, man. It was like a snowstorm celebration. And watched the game, sat there with the folks, and it was really fun because everybody was stuck inside, but you felt safe, and it was a good time. Now, I've gotten a lot of comments from you. People have emailed me, texted me, sent us things on our own, on the CCO text line. Can you replay the Sid Hartman-Max Kepler interview? Because we do such a good job of bringing people to the moment. This is after Kepler hit his walk-off home run last week. And sometimes you just want to relive things because the joy of the moment makes you feel good again. And that's what we do sometimes. We'll replay things, even though we know you've heard it before, because it just makes you feel good. Those great moments that just captures it and tells you everything you need to know about it. Here now, Sid Hartman and Max Kepler after the walk-off home run last week at Target Field.
How big was that home run for you?
It was big because I know everyone here wanted to go home, you know, and not stay at the ballpark for too long. But we have another ball game tomorrow.
Did you learn anything the first home run you hit?
No, I just kept it simple. Not trying to hit home runs, just trying to put the ball in play.
What, three and two, what was the situation?
Battle. I was battling.
Fastball?
No, it was a slider. He threw me one before, fouled it off, and I wasn't really expecting anything. I was just trying to, you know, see the ball out of his hand and keep it simple.
Have you faced this guy before?
No. Or, actually, I have. He was a starter last year, and I faced him.
How come you're hitting more home runs now?
Excuse me?
You're hitting more home runs.
Than what?
You're hitting more home runs.
Opposed to what?
You're hitting more home runs.
I am?
Yeah.
Compared to last year?
Capturing the moment, that's what we do here at WCCO.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.